Climate Change, Cuba, and Your Morning Coffee. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. Climate change impacts are showing up worldwide. Our neighbors in Cuba sit just 90 miles south of Key West, Florida. Last week, I visited this beautiful island for the first time, and I shared coffee with famed Cuban meteorologist Jose Rubiera. I learned about Cuba, climate change, and surprisingly, Cuban coffee.
For me?
That is right. Yes, please. Have some coffee, Jose.
I'm Jose Rubiera, PhD. I am the former director of the National Forecast Center in the Institute for Meteorology, Havana, Cuba. That's the National Weather Service. At the same time, for many years also, I have been presenting weather in Cuban radio and television.
Jose, gracias, mucho gusto. It is a pleasure to talk with you today here in Havana at the Hotel Nacional. When we talk about climate change in Cuba, what are the biggest impacts that Cuba is seeing from climate change so far?
Well, the biggest impact is the raising of the sea level. The sea level has risen 35 centimeters in the last 30 years. Temperatures have risen also 0.9 Celsius degree, about 1 degree Celsius. And the main concern are the coastlines.
That long Cuban coastline is extremely vulnerable to storm surge. Hurricane Irma's surge pushed several feet of water into the streets of Havana. Dr. Rubiera is one of the world's premier experts on hurricanes, and he told me his big concern is the growing link between warmer oceans and more rapidly intensifying hurricanes. Part of his job on Cuban TV, raising Cuba's climate change IQ.
What's the awareness level of climate change in Cuba with the people?
Well, there's quite an awareness, not only in the issue of climate change, but everything that has to be with weather or climate, because we, in our daily broadcast through television and radio, we also teach. Little by little, people are increasing awareness and knowledge.
Even as we traveled outside of Havana, climate remained the topic of conversation.
I'm just north of Trinidad in Cuba at Topo de Collantes. It's a mountainous area where they grow coffee. And our tour guide, Nacy, is telling us about how climate change is affecting coffee production in Cuba.
Well, what is happening is that it's raining when it's not supposed to be the rainy season, or it's too dry when it's not supposed to be the dry season. And just to give an example, the coffee plants, they used to bloom like three times in a year. And then at the end, they had a really good crop. Yeah? But now, they are blooming only one or twice, if the farmers are lucky. You know, because if it rains, when the plants are having their flowers, the flowers fall, and then at the end there are no beans. And that is happening, you know, with the coffee plantations. So many years ago, the farmers, they could use the same plant like for 20, 25 years. Now that is not happening anymore. So now the maximum time they leave the plants at the plantations is like 10 years.
Talking with Cubans like our guide Nacy, I sense a high level of climate change awareness in Cuba. There's also something I learned back at lunch in Havana. I heard how Cubans see Dr. Rubiera as their weather god. Jose was traveling in 2017 as Hurricane Irma approached. Listen to restaurant owner Roy describe how Cubans missed Jose's weather reports on Cuban TV.
It was not in the country, and it was a guy on TV the first 2 days. Guys, we had to be alert, okay? You know, after on the warning, we had to research, we had to know what's going on. But where is Rubiera? Where is the one? Where is the guy?
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.